Torture of the Hands.
Five robbers from the Richard Dawson's gang were punished hard. The executioner cut off their hands, but before that they were forced to confess all their crimes. The first robber's fingers were crushed by a jagged vise. He screamed when his bones cracked under the pressure of the iron jaws, and he confessed the robberies and the murders. His brother spoke almost immediately, but the executioner punished him and cut off two fingers with a cleaver. The youngest member of the gang's hands were nailed to the table, but he refused to testify against his accomplices. The only woman among the robbers had several wooden chips plunged under her fingernails. She confessed that she robbed more than 100 people by pouring sleeping pills into their drinks. The treasurer of the gang would not confess where the stolen goods were. He began to talk once they poured turpentine on his fingers and cauterized them with a red-hot iron. These mutilated hands were put on public display during the execution of the gang leader. They served as a warning to anyone who is considered stealing what they want.